Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. I'd like to speak for a few minutes this morning on the topic of prayer. Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Prayer is when we are intimately approaching our Lord and Savior. It is something special that He has granted His people to be able to approach His throne, to speak to Him freely, to petition Him, to beg His forgiveness, to commune with Him. But what is our goal in our prayers? What is your goal when you pray? Meaning, what are you searching for? Why are you approaching His throne? What is it that you want to see? What is it that you want to hear? What is your purpose in prayer? And that's the title today, is Purpose in Prayer. So let's read, starting in verse 9. And He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank Thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So we're going to look at just these two men, the Pharisee and the publican. The publican is a tax collector. Reputation-wise, publicans were greedy, corrupt men. They took more than they should have. They extorted the people. They were not looked good upon by the society. The Pharisee, on the other hand, did everything that he was supposed to do according to the law. He was the righteous man, the holy man, the one that walked perfectly. So we see them both approaching the temple to pray. I want to look at two aspects of the Pharisee. One was his trust in self, and his other was the disdain he had for others. Now this Pharisee lists a long list of things. Now none of what he said was bad things. In fact, we should all want to be able to perform like that. We should want to be able to conduct ourselves in a certain manner. We should strive to be holy, strive to live righteous. But there's a difference in why we should strive that and why this man was saying these deeds. Because what Jesus is telling them, just before in verse 9, Jesus speaks to them for a certain reason. Because they were trusting in themselves and their own righteousness. They were looking to their own goodness to be able to approach God, based because they walked in a certain way. But Jesus says in the end, this man was not counted as righteous. Now, if he's doing righteous deeds, if he's walking according to the law, why was he not considered righteous? So let's look at how he approaches God. He stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank Thee that I am not as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. So let's look at how he just addresses God. He says, God, I thank Thee that I'm such a good person. Now, is it wrong to be a good person? No. But he was thanking God in more of an obligatory manner. He was approaching the throne as just a formality of saying, God, let me give you something. I want to give you an introduction to my goodness, in case you weren't aware of how good I was, God. So I want to thank you for listening to me, hearing me out, and now I'm going to tell you, God, why I am so good. So his thanks to God was nothing more than an introduction of himself to God. He was not approaching a holy Father in his mind. He was approaching someone who owed him something because of his good deeds. And all that he says, there's no mention of God's righteousness. There's no mention of God's grace. There's no mention of God's goodness, God's mercy, God's provision. He simply approaches the throne room of God and says, God, I am very good. I'm not bad. I'm not like this man. I'm doing everything you told me to do in the law. He counts his deeds to declare himself something before God. He is approaching the throne to say, God, I declare myself righteous before you because I have followed every jot and every tittle of the law. Therefore, I stand righteous before you. Matthew 5:48, Jesus says that we are to be righteous as God is. Can you attain that? Can we be righteous as God is? No. Because Romans tells us that every man is seeking evil. Every man is seeking darkness. But this Pharisee is declaring himself to an unattainable righteousness based on his own deeds. He has a complete trust in himself. But then let's also look at his disdain for others. Instead of praying for others, he compares himself to others. Instead of seeing the sinful publican, the tax collector, who's probably robbed so many of the people in that community, and seeing him say, Lord, open his eyes to see his wrong, he just simply says, I'm glad I'm not that guy. He's really bad, Lord, and I'm really good. He has no thought to help lift the publican up in prayer. Why? Because he wants himself to be the highest in the room. He wants himself to be seen as righteous and no one else. He wants to walk down the streets and people see him and the publican and they disdain the publican and love him. He wants their glory. He wants their praise. And he does not want that for the publican. He has nothing of a heart for the publican. His only heart is for himself. There's no mention of God in any of his prayer other than to thank God that he's much better than everyone else around him. He acts as if God is indebted to him because of his deeds. He sees grace nowhere in his righteousness. And this, of course, is contrary to Romans chapter 4. Let's turn over there very quickly just to read this verse. Romans chapter 4 is talking about the righteousness of Abraham. Romans chapter 4, verse 4. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. He's saying, Lord, I have done everything you told me. You owe me. You owe me glory. You owe me an eternal kingdom because I have followed every jot and every tittle. I'm not indebted to you, Lord. You're indebted to me because I followed everything that you said. He doesn't have a right view of God. He doesn't have a right and proper view of self. So what was his purpose in prayer? The Pharisee's purpose in prayer was to exalt himself above all others and to demand God's acceptance of him based on his deeds. He stood proudly to where men could hear. He merely gave a list of accomplishments. He's making God understand, just in case God may have missed it, he's showing God just how good he is by comparing himself to someone who is low and talking about all of his good deeds that he does. He only exalts himself. Never does he lift God up in a single word of his prayer. Now let's contrast that to the publican's prayer, the tax collector. He had a right view of God and a right view of self. It's just by his posture in praying, in his approach to the throne room. He stood humbly, out of the way, to the side, head bowed low, because he didn't want others to hear him. He wasn't there for their glory. He wasn't there for their praise. He was there to do one thing and one thing only, approach a holy God. The Pharisee wants people to hear him pray. He wants them to know how good he is. But the publican sees how wrong and sinful and low he really is. He has no standing before a righteous God and he knows it. He has nothing to approach the throne room on. He has no good deeds to say, Lord, here is all the good that I have done. He wasn't praying to men. He wasn't praying for men to hear. He was approaching the throne of a righteous God because he knew this. In Isaiah 56:7, It says that my house is a house of prayer for all men. Well, the Pharisee believed it was for him. I am righteous. I am holy. I have followed every jot and tittle of your law. This is the house of prayer for me to be heard, so that all can know that I am holy, that I am righteous, that I have followed the law. They must follow me now. Look to me for holiness. But this publican knows that this is a house of prayer for all men. Sinners can approach the throne of God. Sinners can approach a righteous and holy God. It is not for the perfect. Jesus didn't come to make well men whole. He came to make sick men well. And this is what the publican knew, that he was sick and he was in need of a Savior and he was in need of healing. He was in need of someone else's righteousness because he had none of his own to bring to the throne. He had nothing to offer God because all of his deeds were dark. All of his deeds were evil. But look at how he approaches God. The publican proudly says, God, I thank you. I'm so good and I'm not like him. He cries to God, this publican does. He's beating his breast. He's distraught. He's distraught with his sins because he knows he is not righteous. He knows there is nothing good in him, and he can do nothing but bow his head. He can't even look up to the heavens. He's not worthy to look to God. He's not worthy to even look up to the heavens. He bows his head and he beats his breast. And he cries. He pleads for mercy. He knew that the God he approached was the God of something. The God of a righteous judgment. And therefore he cried for mercy from that judgment. Because he knew he deserved justly to be judged and condemned by God. Contrasted to the Pharisee who didn't think he had done anything wrong and he deserved nothing but glory. He deserved eternal praise in his mind. But the publican knew that he deserved God's wrath and God's judgment. So all he can do is bow his head, beat his chest and say, God, have mercy. Forgive me, a sinner. Because that's all I am before you, God, a sinful, wretched man. And that's how he acknowledges himself. He has a proper understanding of who he is. He says, and he smites his breast and he says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Before you acknowledge your sin, specific sins, which we all must do, it's good and proper to acknowledge your sins before God, to confess your sins before God. But before you start in confessing your individual sins to God, you need to acknowledge something. You are a sinner, period. Our very being is sinful. In sin, my mother conceived me. We are sinful by our very being. And the publican knows this. He knows he doesn't need to list a whole list of his sins to God. He just needs God to see him for what he is. And he needs to acknowledge what he is to God. God, I am sinful. I am a sinner. There's nothing good in me. He could have said, Lord, I cheated the people. But I didn't do this. I wasn't an adulterer. I wasn't a fornicator. I wasn't a mockerer. I wasn't a pagan worshiper. I just extorted the people. So Lord, can you cut me a little grace for the extortion? No, he says, Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me, a sinner. Because he knew his standing. He knew his status before God. Status was everything to the Pharisee. It was everything to him. His standing before men was the most important thing in his mind. He wanted to walk down the street and receive men's praise and men's glory and men's honor. He wanted to walk past and them say, now that is a holy man. But the publican was only worried about his standing before one thing. His standing before God. His standing before a righteous and holy God, because he knew who he was. He knew he deserved eternal punishment because he was simply a sinner. So he acknowledged his standing before God by stating his status, not a litany of deeds, but simply his status. Lord, I'm a sinner. I don't deserve you. He didn't say, Lord, I deserve your mercy. He just simply begged and pleaded for mercy. And back again in Romans chapter 4, verse 5, the verse right after the one we read for the publican. Chapter 4, verse 5 says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. The Pharisee counted on his deeds as his righteousness. But God declares this publican righteous because of his faith in a holy and merciful God. He doesn't look to his own deeds. He simply has faith in the mercy of his Savior. What was his purpose in his prayer? His purpose was simply to lay himself low and to exalt Christ, to lift up the honor and glory of Christ, because the mercy of Christ is beautiful and glorious and worthy of praise. The publican simply wants glory for himself and honor for himself, and he demands that God call him righteous. But the publican sees himself for who he is, and he begs for mercy from a righteous God. One knew he was supposed to pray. The other knew he needed to pray. One went to pray, but there was no prayer in anything he said. The other went to pray, and there was nothing but prayer in all that he said. One stood proud before God. The other humbly bowed to God. One droned on about self. The other concisely repented to God. One confessed his virtues. The other confessed his sins. One dictated to God. The other acknowledged God. One boasted of self. The other begged for mercy. One depended fully on self. The other depended on a merciful Savior. One demanded recognition. The other pleaded for salvation. One elevated himself while the other elevated God. One justified himself by his deeds. The other was justified through the blood of Christ. One filled the temple with empty words, while the other filled the throne room of God with penitent cries. One purposed to be seen. The other purposed to show God. So what is your purpose in prayer? When you approach a righteous and holy God, what is your purpose when you pray? Let's pray together. Oh God, we approach your throne knowing